This podcast may feature special guests such as Train Horn and Fridge Compressor. Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 7 High Elf Druid. Fun fact for Xylas this week, now that we're in the modern world, I think he's going to be very pleasantly surprised that there is a movie about 2001 The Space Odyssey, because canonically, fun fact-wise, Xylas wrote that.
Holy shit, I forgot about that in the fucking Sherlock Holmes books.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that oh too. Gosh. Oh my gosh.
And disc golf. Fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Do you think Xylas is going to be disappointed or excited about the movie he watches it?
I feel like excited.
Probably just, excited.
Like, the special effects will make his head explode.
That's fair. Yeah. Then he watches anything else and he's disappointed in the movie again.
Oh my god, he watches 2001 A Space Odyssey, then watches like the Dune movie, the newest Dune. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, that one needs a remake. I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. I thought about doing a fun thing, since we're kind of moving into a little different thing. I want to go around the room and say Rose's fun favorite thing about each character, which is also going to be connected to my my favorite thing about everyone in the room.
Oh, boy.
Yep. It's going to be great. I thought this out. It's great. Rose's favorite thing about Xylas is, even when it's unwarranted, she loves his confidence and everything. And I know it sounds really bad. No, I really enjoy Sebastian's confidence. It's not the same level of unwarranted. I really enjoy Sebastian. I wish I had Sebastian's confidence in his skills when he's doing something.
Wow.
Because I don't have that. For Daniel, I'm going to pick Marie. And Rose's favorite thing about Marie is that she's just chill all the time, which kind of just goes with Daniel, too. It's a very Daniel thing of, I'm just here to hang for a bit. So, like, I love it. Rose's favorite thing about Velvet is her kindness and appreciation to, like, wanting to help people, which, like, each one of these things is what Rose thinks she could probably do better, which also means Caleb's favorite thing about Audrey is her kindness towards other people and animals and everything. And I didn't have one for Chris, but he's here now, so I'm going to make whip one on the spot. My favorite part about Chris with an H is his name is Chris without an H. I messed that up. No, I just like how down Chris is to go do anything.
Yeah.
You give him enough warning, he's like, yeah, let's go.
I gotta take a nap halfway in between.
Hey, you know what? You're there, though.
And that might be Mando.
That is it.
Did you have one about yourself?
No, because I have no favorite fun facts about myself.
He hates himself. All right, bunny ears.
Hi, my name is Audrey. And I play Velvet, the Herringon Ranger. Her fun fact isn't as fun as everybody else's, but her fun fact is that her teeth never stop growing. So she's always kind of chewing on something.
Oh, jeez.
There might be a new obsession coming on the horizon with the modern day gum.
Oh.
That she's probably going to encounter. That's a lot more tastier than like sticks and rocks.
You know what I'm saying, Audrey? You want to know? You know what would be really, really awesome at like really containing those teeth? Just a human finger bone. Also really tasty.
She tried that. She didn't like it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yep.
It'll probably be cinnamon gum, by the way. It's just, we'll find out. Spicy.
My dad did that to me one time. He's like, here, have this piece of gum. And I'm like, oh God. Oh, no.
Dude, when I was a kid, so I was like obsessed with juicy fruit gum.
Juicy fruit.
Yeah.
That's so good.
My mom got me Chiclets.
Chiclets are pretty solid.
Here's your 9 seconds of flavor.
Is juicy fruit the one that comes in like a roll?
No, that's Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba's good too. No, juicy fruit's the one that's yellow.
Oh, yeah. The bubble tape was my favorite as a kid.
Oh, dude, yeah. Also... Right. Chiclets, yeah.
There's like the normal size Chiclets, and then there's Chiclets minis, which are like quarter inch by quarter inch size pieces of gum. So to get a full piece, you got to chew half a box of them.
Wow. When I was a kid, this really quick. I had a CD player, And that was my way of doing the musics. And one of the only CDs that I had was some straight up like Louis, like Cajun, like New Orleans, like music. And I don't remember what the fuck it was called. I don't remember the artist. I need to go fucking dig it up somewhere. Anyways, it was just straight up like that niche thing of music. And one of the songs was about Juicy Fruit gum. And it was a thing. I would chew Juicy Fruit gum and listen to the song and whatever. And
wow.
Anyways, yeah. There's an Audrey fun fact for you.
You said Jamaican music?
No. It was like New Orleans, like Cajun specifically music.
Bio.
Yeah.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Sebastian. I haven't seen any of you guys in a while. At least it feels like it's been a while.
It's been a while for me.
Yeah, it's been like a week solid.
Yeah.
I no longer work with Sebastian.
Daniel left.
Listen, I don't love it either, okay?
Yeah.
But my stress level's gone down, so. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the dungeon master for this wonderful clusterfuck. I can never think of a fun fact.
Didn't you have one that you got hit in the face by a piece of wood?
Yeah, I got hit in the face by a piece of oak today. It's not as exciting as you think. I was playing with my wood lathe and accidentally jammed the piece of wood a little too hard. It became unbalanced and it made trajectory straight towards my face.
Okay. So what happened last week?
last week, audience.
Air quotes.
Definitely not 2 weeks ago.
For you guys, through the magic of editing.
It was last week. For us, it was an eon ago. Let's see. Last week, you guys traveled a lot on your train. You finally solved the puzzle of the mysterious plates. Went to the middle of the prairie, talked with a prairie dog, stole something from him, dug up a shoebox that gave you some directions about 50 feet away, dug deeper, and you found a deck of daddy things in the middle of the plains. And you started drawing cards.
In front of the church.
You went back to Atla, drew some cards. One of the cards gave you guys 50,000 gold worth of gems, so now you're loaded. And then another card transported you to the modern world.
There's one more. We gotta revive him.
And there is also a card that made it so Rose can only talk in child voice.
I keep forgetting about that.
It's okay, because my friend suggested we get you, like, you know, one of those little microphones that change your voice, like little megaphones.
Oh, God. You have stumbled along one of my two bits.
So we're going to get you one of those, and you'll just have to use that every time Rhodes says something.
That's fine.
There's something in here about effects. I've never figured it out, though.
What?
In the mixer?
Excuse me?
In the mixer?
Fuck yes.
It has effects.
We need to figure that out.
Okay, one day.
It doesn't really affect much.
I'll bump it up in my priorities.
God, I'm just going to shoot myself. Oh, yeah, you guys got transported to modern 21st century Earth. You're in a pasture along with your lighthouse, your train, Xylus's house, and all the goblins that are currently living in your lighthouse are in the middle of a pasture in Minnesota. And you guys traumatized a farmer.
All right.
We left off with Audrey, not Audrey, Velvet, walking up to the lighthouse with Dimitri stumbling out of the doorway. You guys walk up to your slightly now disheveled lighthouse because it fell out of the sky. And as you walk up, the door flies open, standing there looking a little queasy and discombobulated as Dimitri. He's in a pair of board shorts and a tank top. He's like standing there like... He looks like he's out of it, like he just fell 80 feet out of the sky.
Hi, Dimitri.
What the fuck's happening?
What the fuck are you doing in my lighthouse, bro?
Oh, what do you mean your lighthouse? You know what? It's not happening right now.
I'm gonna pick him up.
Okay. You just pick him up. No, not this again.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in the lighthouse?
You looking inside?
Yeah.
There's a fuck ton of goblins in there. And you realize just by the look of it, you know, the goblins you guys met in the mountains, you cast that spell on them.
Yeah.
It's them.
Yeah. I'm chill with them, though.
Yeah, you're chill. You're fine. The rest of your party, not so much.
Cool. I recognize them, yes.
Yeah, you all recognize them.
I didn't do anything to them.
I poked my head in the door. I now retracted my head from the door.
Okay, I mean,
I'm gonna take a few steps back.
I don't think any of them saw you because, like, there's like one in the chandelier, like six kind of like stuck to the wall, like nine in the fridge, and the fridge is halfway across the room. Like, this this lighthouse did not have a soft landing.
All right.
Oh, my plans.
Oh yeah, it's real fucked up.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna put Dimitri on my hip like a kid.
No, 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 no! This is not happening. No.
I'm gonna poke my head in the door.
Roll strength off, Audrey.
Shit. Okay. Wait.
Roll a strength off. Maybe the dirtiest thing in all D&D terms.
Am I just adding my strength modifier?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's not great.
What'd you get?
I got a 9.
Dimitri beat you, so he
damn it.
Let's go. He like he pushes away from your grasp and he like falls on the ground. He's like, no! No! Stop it!
Okay. Can I pick him back up?
you have to roll grapple at this point.
Damn it! No. You're joking!
What'd you get?
What am I adding?
Acrobatics or athletics? No, athletics, I believe.
Cool. That's a 5 plus 7, 12.
You got one less than Dimitri, so you grab him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have him again?
Yeah. Okay. At this point, he doesn't have any weapons on him, so he's just going to start like smacking you.
Well, I want to hold him out.
Oh, okay, so like, he's sitting there, claws out like...
That's fine.
He's trying to attack you.
I'm gonna.
He's not pleased in this situation.
I'm gonna grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Okay. He
like
looks
a, like a house cat.
Instinct takes over and he just kind of goes.
Droops.
Limps and goes, ow.
I'm sorry, buddy. You did this to yourself. I'm gonna poke my head in the door and be like, hey, do you guys need help?
As you say that, like a goblin sets up, like, oh.
Where the fuck are we? Ow.
I don't know, but you're in my lighthouse, so,
What? What? No, hold up. Boss! Hold up. This is... not now.
Do you need to go outside? Are you gonna puke? I'll help you outside, dude.
He's got, like, the comical, like, big-ass bump on his head. Like, yeah. The lighthouse fell from the sky.
Yeah.
So, like, anyone in here probably had the ride of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and concussion of their life.
And concussion of their life. There's one guy who's just... dead. He's just dead in the on the floor.
Yikes.
Like he's like you can like oh that spine I can see coming out of his back.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Rose and Xylus, what are you guys up to?
I'm kind of just watching this play out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump back into the episode and stop looking at the voice changers.
Xylus?
Yes.
Do anything?
Not your crowd.
Don't want to be here.
Do we know if Dimitri's a dad?
You have no idea.
Okay.
Is Rose going to ask out loud?
Not that important.
So yeah, you, Audrey, you're Velvet, you're inside, and there's just a bunch of goblins laying all over the place. One comes like stumbling down the stairs, and he like takes four or five steps down and goes down the stairs.
What was his name again?
I don't remember the leader's name.
Hey, are you okay, bud?
He's like bigger. He's long and gangly. You realize he's a hobgoblin. Yeah. He's like,
Well, I know him, no?
No, this isn't the leader. This is just like a dude.
Oh, it's just
dude. You don't know who the leader is.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Are you all okay?
Dimitri looks at you. Do you think we're okay? We just fell out of the sky. We just fell out of the sky. We were hanging out, chilling, having a barbecue, and we fucking just... whoop, boom. Do you think we're okay?
I'm going to walk up the stairs to my bedroom.
All right, you begin walking up the stairs, stepping over goblins. And
yeah.
There's like plants and shit. And like, the library? The library is trashed. The couch is across the room.
Thanks.
There's books everywhere. It smells of weed because you think somewhere Audrey was... not Audrey. Marie was stashing weed somewhere, and there's like a bunch of greenery spread across the room. Wrapping rolling paper everywhere.
Not the weed.
Not the weed.
Thanks. Sorry, Rose.
I was fine up until that. The library being scattered, we can put that back. The couch, it was all right. Not the weed. You can't replace that.
I think there's like a bottle of ink somewhere because there's just black.
Thanks.
Spread across the room. The sofa, done. Trashed. Are you going up to your
room? Yes, I'm going to my room.
You go up to your room and it's not a good sight. Potted plants are no longer potted.
Yeah.
The dragon heart that was like the light is now just on the floor, just kind of gently rolling around.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some like hammocks and shit up here and some beds. Like there's been beds and shit all over the place. Like they've moved in. They're not, you know, where they should be. It's bad.
So I'm going to pick up, put the dragon heart back.
You go to touch the massive flaming dragon heart and,
I think I changed my mind.
Yeah. You, as you get close to it, it's like, this is just fire.
Never mind. This is just fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You two down. Sorry. Just
yeah,
you two down on the base floor. What's up?
I turn into a bear.
You turn into a bear?
Yeah.
Okay, you transform into a bear.
That's it.
Okay, you do anything in bear form?
I guess I'll walk in now.
Okay, you walk in. It's what I described. It's a fucking train wreck.
Hey, Rose.
Grr.
What are you up to?
No, I just think the likelihood of him... He's probably going to get attacked if he goes in there with the goblins anyways. He's just, his choice for an animal is a bear, because that's going to be less likely to be just randomly attacked by people.
Yep, pretty much... What are you up to, Rose?
I could not be a bear. That's not a bad idea.
Did she take Dimitri with her?
Oh, yeah. Did you bring Dimitri with you?
Oh, yeah. I still got him.
Okay. Yeah. Dimitri's just kind of defeated and a little nauseous.
He's going to learn.
I'm just going to walk around and start helping goblins.
You begin helping dudes up off their feet and...
Straightening the place back up.
Straighten the place up.
Trying to salvage any weed.
For your girlfriend.
As Marie walks in, she's like... No! And she goes upstairs, and you just hear, she like goes to her knees, you hear, no!
You can't replace the Santa strain.
It smells like cinnamon and nutmeg.
This is not fair!
None of this is fair!
She's just like, why, God? I'm a nice person.
Why,
sometimes.
God? Why, God? Why would you do this to me? I just want to get high.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
So, yeah. You hear that down. You hear that a floor below you, Velvet.
Is there anybody in my room?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of people up here.
I'm going to start kicking them out.
You go up to them and start, like, kicking them around and pushing them out. And, like,
no, I'm going to nicely try to do it. Like, I'm going to use my words, you know, and tell everybody they need to get the fuck out of my room.
Okay, pretty quickly they start protesting. You eventually get to the leader and he goes, hey. First of all, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
You know, we were having a good time right up until the lighthouse went airborne.
Yeah.
And then came back down real violently. But, you know, otherwise we were doing well.
Yeah, honestly, but I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Listen, neither do we. You know, it was a weird situation.
A similar situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got a shotgun to the face of some random ass dude with a cow. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay, shit, yeah.
I genuinely think we're all in the same boat here. All
right, cool. Yeah. I'm glad
for
that.
Can I have my hammock back?
This your hammock?
This is my room.
This is my life. Oh, honey, I got some problems for you. One second, he goes and like finds a box, begins rifling through it, and he pulls up some documentation. Due to the squatting rights, we claim this building.
Did we just get fucking squatted?
You just got squatted, totally motherfucker.
Did. We totally did.
He's got some official ass looking paperwork that has his shit name on it, and it has like Dimitri's name as a co-signer and like witness's name and everything, and like it. You know, from the government of the city of of the government of city of Havencrest, blah, blah, blah.
I have a question.
No,
I have a question.
Yeah?
I have a question. Can I use my grabby boy and roll like sleight of hand to like take it out of his hands?
Roll a dex off with this man, yes.
A dex?
Yes. Okay. Roll sleight of hand. He's going to roll sleight of hand back.
Damn it.
I rolled a 3.
Oh, well, I rolled a 7 plus 4. That's an 11.
You grab the paperwork out of his hand. He's like, hey, what the fuck? What?
It's my fucking lighthouse, bro.
I think the paperwork proves otherwise.
Ask if there's copies.
I have a question, Daniel.
Yeah?
I have a question.
You have a question?
I have a legal question for the DM.
Yeah?
Because this is your world. If I rip up the paper... What happens?
Are there copies?
Oh, there's probably copies back somewhere in official records somewhere.
There's always
but
a
we're on
copy.
Earth now.
I'm just saying, to these people, they've used squatting rights to claim this land. They have copies here, and at least Rose would know they would probably have copies back in official archives.
I'm just going to keep it. Well, I'm going to stuff it.
Would you know that, kids? Or were you just fucking rip it?
Hey, Audrey, he's going to go for it.
I'm gonna keep it.
He's going for it.
I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, and I need you to roll a dex off against this man.
Damn it. No!
Boobs are not gonna stop him.
What did I add? Just straight dex?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Is it 10?
Can you beat a 23?
Damn! No!
So as you like go to stuff it, he quickly grabs it, shams it in his pocket and goes, no, this is not happening right now. We can deal with this later.
I would much rather deal with it now, actually.
Here's the problem.
I'm in a strange place.
Yeah.
And I have literally nothing except for my shit in this lighthouse.
Here's the thing.
So
we are also in a strange place. Maybe we should, I don't know, leave the strange place before
we start. I agree, you should leave the strange place. Yes. Please, the door
here's,
is
here's right the over. Problem. You are also in the same strange place that we are in.
Yes.
All right, whatever. I mean, if you're just going to, like, come in and kick us out, even though we have
Velvet's going to sit down.
Okay, well, this is...
A bear walks up the stairs.
Oh, shit! This is new. This is new. How's it going, Fluffy? Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. What else is going to be coming up? You got a rabbit, you got a bear, it's a fucking squirrel or something. Hey, Rose, what are you up to?
Do I hear this commotion?
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear it from the floor above you.
I don't particularly want to get involved.
Marie's going around with another mason jar, scooping up as much weed as she can.
I'm gonna walk up.
You walk up.
I don't remember this guy's name, but we're just going to do the pleasantries.
Don't remember his name either.
It's fine. I'm just going to call him Jeff.
Nah.
Don't think it's Jeff.
I don't think it's Jeff.
But I'm going to roll with it.
We're going to call him...
Just edited that episode,
Ricardo.
Too.
His name's Ricardo.
It wasn't, but okay.
I don't remember his name right now.
Neither do I.
I just lost that episode last week, but his name's Ricardo. Ricardo looks at you and goes, oh, good, you're here. Great. Let me guess, is this this flurry, furry friend here the other elf?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
All right. Cool. Here's...
I give him the middle claw. I flip him the bird, but middle claw.
He just quietly slow claps like I understand.
Daniel, how many goblins
can a bear do that?
I don't know.
I think they have
five. Can I roll dex for that?
No, I think a bear has five digits.
They have five. How many goblins are in the room?
In the room right now?
Yes.
In this floor?
Yes.
Like six, including him.
Do they look armed?
No, they're all just kind of like in casual attire.
Jay chilling.
Like you look, it kind of seems like you maybe ruined a barbecue day.
That's not my fucking problem.
I'm just... just saying, you know, they're all in like shorts and like Hawaiian shirts and shit. Like you ruined a barbecue day.
Yeah.
Two options. First option, these guys suck and we don't like them. I don't like them. Second option, we could recruit them.
Honestly, I don't think Velvet has the charisma right now to recruit them. Velvet is mostly just really pissed off that somebody is trying to commandeer her room and is touching her shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's about six dudes up here. None of them seem very armed. They all seem kind of discombobulated.
Okay, so we could debate the legalities because we also have paperwork now. Or we could work to get out of this weird place.
Are you saying this out loud?
I am.
Sorry, Caleb.
I can't breathe out of my nose right now, Daniel.
I'm sorry, but I think we need a child's voice.
I can't breathe out of my nose right now, Daniel, so I'm not going to do a voice.
Oh, then I don't think Rose is saying anything.
Okay, Daniel. I'll just be mute the entire time.
It's fine.
It's fine. I'll play this game. I can't breathe out my nose, so... I will, going forward, will do a voice.
Yeah, what were you saying?
And remember
No, you're fine.
Take my allergy pill before I come to cats, because apparently I'm partially allergic to cats.
Oh, boy!
My eyes got itchy again, and now I can't breathe out my nose. So, fun time.
Okay.
I'm basically just going to be like, we have paperwork, he has paperwork. The only way we're going to sell this is back in Havencrest. So we should work together to get there, because we'd be gonna be boned otherwise. And as much as I like squishing goblins, we know you. We don't know anyone else here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, where the fuck are we again? Like, at least I understand shit's gotten real, but where the fuck are we?
I don't have the answers to that question. And you know how much I like answers.
Okay. Listen, I'm gonna put all hate aside in this situation, okay? When we get back to possibly our world, or maybe we're already in our world, we just don't realize it. When we get back there, hate will continue. But right now, we need to figure out what the fuck's going on. As you guys are saying this, all of a sudden outside you hear...
Does that mean I get my hammock back?
Figure that out when it happens, okay?
We can make a deal. You can have 2/3 of this library. I mean, this. We get. She gets the top floor, mm-hmm. and then you guys can have everything else right now.
Deal.
2/3, 1/3.
Okay.
I don't really care about my third at this moment.
Okay.
I will find somewhere.
Listen, I think we got bigger problems, but whatever you guys want. If this really matters to you guys, I understand.
Yeah, moving on. Because that didn't sound good. Is Cass with us?
Oh, yeah. No, she is. She's.
Holy shit, we got Cass back.
You guys can hear her comforting Marie downstairs. Like, it's okay. No, it's fine. No, we'll all be good. We can get you more. It's fine. We'll all be good. No, please don't cry anymore.
Start fixing the plants in my room. Listen, Daniel.
Audrey.
We got a druid board for that.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I cast plant growth.
I'm figure it out.
I'm just saying, you're down
wait,
some
wait,
pots.
No, I would have to unbear.
Well,
I'll figure it out. It's
I think
fine.
You can unbear.
But I'm gonna
I don't
fix
think
them.
He's going to fuck with you.
I shake this guy's hand, but as a bear.
Yeah, he just kind of looks at you and goes, okay. Cool.
Now, if you excuse me, I got to go take care of something with weed. I'll be back. And I walk downstairs to go comfort Murray.
Okay.
I just don't
yeah,
even.
Yeah,
I just
okay,
turn
cool,
just...
cool. Yeah. You go downstairs. Cass and Marie have righted the couch and they're both just sitting there, passing a flask back and forth. Is Velvet fixing all of her plants?
Yeah, no, Velvet's fixing her fucking room, bro.
With the amount of damage that was done, there's a lot of plants just don't have pots right now because they were probably ceramic pots or whatever, that's so they fine. Shattered. So you do the best you can. Xylus, what are you up to?
I want to go outside.
All right.
And de-bear.
You go outside and de-bear. The large metal truck, the pickup truck's gone.
Huh.
There was a farmer in a pickup truck, and the farmer fainted. He's gone with his truck now.
Hey, Xylus Ravensbottom. Hey, guys.
I believe we tied him up now.
I don't think you did. I think you just I'm pretty sure you just left him on the floor. I'm pretty sure you just left him there on the ground because you're like, you know what? We'll deal with this later.
I feel like we tied him up.
I was going to say tying him up seems like something you would do.
Okay. I'll just go with it. He's still there then. Actually, no. The ropes are on the ground cut.
There you go.
I totally, yeah, no. The ropes are on the ground cut, and you see some, like, blood amongst them.
I like the cut of that guy's jib. It's pretty solid.
And then, like, the cow's still standing there. Goes, what the fuck?
The cow?
Yeah, the cow you were talking to.
Oh.
Fluffy cow.
What does this cow know? What did we learn from him? Who knows?
I don't remember. We'd have to re-listen to the episode, man. It's been so long.
I don't think he really knew anything.
He was just angry at you guys.
Right, he told us about, like, the farmer and stuff. Yeah.
Do we see any other buildings?
No, you're just in the middle of a field. There's some, like, trees and shit.
If I jump up 10 feet in the air, do I see things?
You can see a little farther. You see what you think might be a road a little ways out. That's about it. Actually, from the top of the lighthouse. I'm so sorry. From the top of the lighthouse, you can totally see the truck from where you are. Boot, just crash. Crashing away. You see, like, maybe a road really far in the distance.
Yep.
I'm going to run down and tell them that I saw that.
Okay.
Seems like step one is to follow that
yeah.
guy.
I feel like go to the road, that direction maybe.
Okay.
Is this shotgun gone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All that's left is the ropes that were cut and some blood.
Before we leave, I'm going to find the goblin leader guy, Ricardo.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they come back.
He's like down on the base floor, like bandaging some dudes up and like distributing ice packs.
If I come back,
yeah.
You guys went in and touched my shit in my room.
Uh-huh.
Not only will I not help you anymore, but maybe... Just maybe there might be some sort of retaliation. Just letting you know. But if I come back and nobody's touched my shit, I'm totally down to like, I have cure wounds, and I have
whatever you say.
I have giant badger that can give you guys rides. I have many services.
I have a proposal.
I'm very willing to offer you help.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Vengeance, I don't think is the proper situation right now. But whatever, man.
No. I'm not here for vengeance. I'm telling you that if you go in there and you touch my shit, there will be consequences. But if not, I'm here to help you.
He like puts his like grabs the bridge of his nose, like, okay, whatever you say.
It'd be more of an Avenger situation, not a Revenger situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about we all go?
Listen, a lot of my boys are pretty fucked up here.
Okay, fine. I start walking.
If you give us like 10, 15 minutes.
I don't care!
Okay.
As I walk in the distance. I don't like this guy.
If you guys would like to follow us, that would be cool.
Give us like 10, 15 minutes. Gotta get some bandages. Just reach some ice packs.
I think there might be a situation of urgency happening. because that guy found out about our existence.
What and guy?
There was a guy when we all went
okay
and landed. There was a guy out there.
Okay,
with a gun.
Okay,
and he did not like our existence.
But
and then we came over here to the lighthouse.
He also had like a car. We don't know what a car is.
He had this big metal thing that moved.
That's not true. Canonically, there's cars in Daniel's world.
Not like car cars.
Not like car cars.
There's like
steam. Listen, I don't know if you guys know about
like
the death race.
Like a big train. Like a small train. Oh, yeah. Without a track.
I was going to say, there was a Mini Cooper. I think we can pick up what a pickup truck is.
Yeah, but we don't know if that's happening.
Don't know about the death race.
That's happening pre us, though. You would hear stories about it.
It might be a secret society kind of thing.
It's weird. Okay. I don't know. You know of cars and pickup trucks. Let's go with that. Weird. So,
anyways, yeah. There's a thing. It seemed like a truck. I don't know. What he's leaving, and I don't think he should leave. So I think it seems urgent. We're going to go. You guys can follow us.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like this is bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. This is all new.
Cool, yeah.
Cool.
You can always send like two that aren't like hurt, and then the rest can stay here and guard. Just so you know, we're not trying to shaft you over.
Jimmy, Beatrice, Mayor.
Huge like fan of those names.
Two goblins, a goblin and a hobgoblin walk up. He's like, all right, you two, follow these mooks, make sure they don't do anything weird, okay? And he hands one of them a rock, like, check in every 20 minutes.
And you forgot what the rocks do for a second. I was like, what the fuck?
And you have a small, little, wire thin goblin and a pretty beefy hobgoblin.
Mook's an insult you haven't heard in 30 years. Probably longer than that.
Yep. Jabronis. Scrubs.
Jabronis.
So what do you guys are standing outside the lighthouse now?
I'm like 50 feet away. Just walking towards the road.
Y'all are just walking. The road's probably like a solid mile away. So you're walking through the snow.
It's snowing?
Yeah, you're in a snowy field.
Oh, I forgot.
You're in the middle of Minnesota there, bud.
I forgot.
You guys are hiking it through the field, the cow pasture. You go past a couple more cows. It's actually not too bad. It's a little chilly. There's a little nip in the air, but generally it's not bad. You probably walk for 15, 20 minutes, and you come to a fence, and just beyond the fence is a paved road.
It's fenced in? Oh, right. Cows.
Pasture.
I know how farms work.
It's a, you know, it has, you know, asphalt and all that shit.
Fun fact, when we're playing a game that is in modern day Earth, we have to know about things because we can't just write in to fantasy. We have to know about things because they are fact. I'm now realizing how detrimental this will be to me as well, because I forget about things a lot. It's very important that we know about things because this is our world that we live in.
Yep. So you guys are standing here right next to this road. You got the double yellow line down the center, two white lines on either side. That's a road.
Was there any tire tracks heading in one direction or the other?
No. It doesn't look. There's no entrance on this road.
Or like snow through the snow.
Uh-uh.
I smell the road.
It smells like asphalt.
I say, it's a road.
So as you jump the fence and go onto the road, like, smell it, and you're like, and all of a sudden in the distance, you're, and you look up, and there's like this huge monolithic machine, like, coming towards you down the road.
Is it a tractor?
It's a semi-truck.
It's a semi-truck.
With a trailer on it.
I wave at it.
So you guys are all standing here on the side of the road, and the truck goes by, and you wave at it, and you hear,
that is a loud train. I don't know.
That seems like a pretty quiet train.
Yeah. That's a weird looking train.
It's a weird train, guys.
What direction did he go?
No, he went like a totally different direction. Like not even anywhere towards the road. Like he was almost driving parallel to the road.
No, I was talking about the semi-truck.
Oh, he's just going down the road.
Yeah, this way or this way? Left or right?
He would be going left.
Okay.
For you guys, if you're facing the road. Sebastian, there is no lighting shit on fire, okay? Give me the plastic. Give me the light. Give me something. No, give me the lighter, Sebastian. Keep the lighter away from this man. He cannot be trusted.
But it's there.
Now it's not.
Now it's Aww. Not. Yeah, the semi-truck would be going to the left.
And what direction did the farmer go in?
Actually, to the left. He almost kind of went parallel to the road.
Do you guys want to follow the tracks, the farmer? Or do you guys want to follow the road?
Yes.
Okay. You following the tracks of the road?
I think the tracks.
All right, so you walk back inland a little bit, find the tire tracks from the truck, and begin making your way. Did you guys grab Marie and Cass and all that and weapon?
I feel like that's a solid idea.
Yes.
All right, so you have your squad with you.
And two goblins.
And a goblin, and a hobgoblin. Jimmy and...
Beatrice.
Hey, Cass.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you have any, like, illusion magic? He did not like the sight of us when we first showed up. I don't think we're probably going to be too bad, because... I don't know, maybe he's just a racist human.
Mm-hmm. You got a disguise kit.
We can just cover ears, but like full bunny,
that's,
orc,
yeah, that's
and gerblins.
Hey guys, I'm really sorry to do... Where are we?
I don't know. Place with racist humans, I think.
Okay, second, why am I here?
Where were you before?
In a cornfield.
Oh!
No, an orchard. I was in an orchard, and thanks for getting wacky.
I think we explained this already. When she first dropped in, we talked about the deck.
Okay, she's still very confused.
We pulled from a deck of many things.
Right.
Okay. Saved your life. I had nothing at all to do with you. Anything bad happening. I never.
Okay. What?
I feel real bad.
Would we know that, though? If it's the correct timeline,
No, you would know that. You would know that, because you still went through the timeline like it happened. You just corrected that mistake. I'm going to say you still know that.
Okay. Shit went sideways, as it do.
Okay.
It went all pear-shaped.
Okay. Okay, I'm checking to see if she has, like, disguise something, and I don't think she does. She has disguise self, but I think disguise self only works on yourself.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, she does not have any spells she can use.
Fuck.
As you guys are walking along, yeah, this is happening. Yes.
Velvet raises her hand.
Yes, down in front, Velvet.
I don't know, how this would work. For us, but I could potentially just pretend that I am a very large rabbit.
not
and,
talk.
I'll wait. That means I would probably get naked, and I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got it. I have a plan. Traveling circus.
We are a traveling circus.
Traveling circus!
Do I have to get naked?
I'm gonna go with no.
Sweet. Traveling circus. Cool. I'm already wearing the circus outfit. Yes.
I don't like it.
Did I ever tell you, Rose, that my neighbors were circus people?
But it's our best plan.
Yes.
Does Vel come out now that you're circus people? Because you switched into the accent.
Listen, Velvet stressed out, okay? We're a circus. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I think it's a good idea.
We'll see. My ideas, you know, we'll see.
As you're saying this from behind you here, hey, boss, we're just checking in. We're following the mooks fucking somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, just want to make sure. Just want to let you know we're not dead yet.
That's always positive. Not all dead right. yet.
We keep going. Right. Actually, no, there was... There's two goblins.
I want to goblin and hobgoblin. Which one just talked into the rock?
The goblin.
I want to talk to the goblin. I want to hang back.
And what's up?
Chit chat.
I mean, they're keeping pace with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name's Velvet. Nice to meet you.
Name's Jimmy.
Nice to meet you, Jimmy.
This is Beatrice.
Hi, Beatrice.
Points to the hobgoblin. She just waves.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your deal? What do you like?
What do you mean, what I like?
We're stuck together. We might as well, I don't know, talk about things until we figure out this truck business.
Right. Okay. I like mystery novels.
Nice.
Stinky candles.
Nice.
And seafood. I really like the ocean.
Any mystery novels in particular?
Yeah, there's this really sweet dude named, Michael Triton. He writes some pretty good shit. I'm reading this book right now called, Setting Moon. Some good shit, you know? Kind of hot, too.
Roche just mumbles under his breath. Nice. That person's a scrub. Our novels are better. God damn it.
By the way, Michael Crichton wrote Mysteries. They're really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't he write Jurassic Park?
He did write Jurassic Park. Mm. He also... Apparently, he went fully through medical school, finished medical school, and went, fuck it, I'm going to be a writer.
Huh.
Yep. Good choice.
Good for him.
Yeah. That's why his books are very factually correct. All right. So, he also created the show ER. All right. I'm done. You guys are just walking, hanging out, talking with Jimmy and Beatrice.
That's why I'm just
shooting the shit.
Small talk.
They seem not too bad. You kind of like reconverge with the road, and as you're walking along the road, way off in the distance, you hear kind of another motory noise, like the motor of a car. But you also hear, how the fuck would I make a siren? You hear a police siren.
Damn
it,
Audrey. And it goes, past you. It's like this weird black and white car. And it goes past you guys.
Velvet's going to cover her ears really quickly.
Really, it's really loud. And then, like, maybe. Because, like, the road's flat and a little bit bumpy. You see, like, maybe half a mile down the road. It goes. And comes into the field.
Towards us?
Not towards you. Like, you can see it ahead of you. It's going, like, parallel, perpendicular, and it kind of
like maybe off into the distance. The truck that we're following is breaking the legal laws of the United States of America, and we're being pulled over by an officer of the law.
Or maybe the farmer went back to his house and called the police, because he was knocked out and tied up in his own field.
Yeah, he's probably going to his farmhouse.
Out of character, if we leave the police to like investigate the lighthouse by himself, he's definitely going to get killed.
Yeah,
that's not Rose's concern. Yeah. I don't have that thought process.
We wouldn't know
that. That's why I said out of character, and I'm definitely not going to act on that. But just for the record, I'm pretty sure that's going
to
happen.
He's going to let you know. I am actively trying to figure out a way to write that in so that that can happen, because that is honestly, in my opinion, best case scenario for this situation, because that's not our problem at that point.
Holy
that
shit!
Is nobody's problem.
Holy shit! Straight up murder of a police officer might be the best solution to this problem.
Oh my god.
Straight up murking an officer of the law.
First of all, we didn't murk him. That makes it the best part of the solution. And when a problem solves itself without us having to be involved with it, prime.
So you guys keep following the truck tracks, and it comes to a, you know, like you're parallel with the highway at this point, and all of a sudden there's a break in the fence, and there's a dirt road that comes off the highway, and you see like the truck traps like, and you start going down this dirt road.
Can you see the house yet?
You can see the very top of the house, like one of the peaks.
I would like to cast Pass Without Trace.
All right.
I'm going to be sneaky.
We're going to be sneaky.
I'm going to start being sneaky. I'm going to use my Narns and Bubble dice.
Our fucking crew.
Jesus, I have so many dice to roll.
Barnes and Noble dice, because my other ones have been fucking not helping me.
16.
All right, everyone passed.
Wait, no.
The lowest I got was an 18.
I got a 24.
Oh, 19.
So.
Sorry.
Just need to not roll the one.
You had 10?
Not roll the one. Don't roll 19. A one. 39.
All right, I think we're all good. The lowest I got on my side was a 19. So I think we're fine. No, an 18. An 18.
It's almost like professionals.
We sneakily approach this house.
So you guys begin.
We have magic.
You guys begin sneaking through the snow towards the house. And as you crest a final hill, you see just like at the bottom of the hill in like a flat area, you see a small, like very stereotypical looking farmhouse, like the big ass red barn next to it with the grain silo. And like you see cars and stuff kind of parked all over. Like it's a farmer. It's a farmhouse.
Rose sees the grain silo and flashes back probably a couple months and is like, that was a good time.
Hubble's house?
No, when we burned down wasn't there a grain silo when we burned down the brewery?
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Also Hubble's house.
Also Hubble's house, yes.
You see like the truck parked up front, like right there at the steps. Parked also there is the police car, and you see on the front porch just like screaming really loudly is this dude, and the police officer like standing there with a notebook like, sir, you need to calm down, okay? Well, we're getting to you, motherfucker, they fucking tied me up in my own goddamn field. Yeah, that kind of stuff's going on.
Great.
Yeah.
And kind of lean over. Xylus, are you still a bear?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna lean over to Xylus. I'm gonna go, hey, do you think they're talking about us?
I would imagine so.
Well, I'm just gonna kind of scoot back few inches.
I would like to talk to them personally.
I think we should honestly, he seemed really pissed off, and I remember him having a shotgun.
He has the shotgun in his hand.
I would rather wait.
I could get it from here. I pull out a sniper.
I think I would really,
I can murk this ass real quick.
I would really rather wait until he's not yelling at that weirdly dressed man.
Yeah.
He looks very official. Like
I was
he's
go
oh
home,
but... oh yeah yeah you know maybe not.
What?
Nothing.
The guy's still yelling at the police officer. The police officer's like standing like, all right, yes, sir, I understand. Okay, yep, okay, thank you, sir. I'll write the report up, kind of thing. Just, oh my god, I hate my job. Kind of like dealing with this guy's shit.
Yeah, do we just like wait? We just wait. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Wait, yeah, you're just gonna hang out? All right.
Press that sleep button to sit on a bench or whatever, like scrub the timer forward.
Okay, probably 30 minutes passes. The dude kind of like finally calms down. He sits down on his front porch. You see a lady bring him out like a cup full of something, and like the police officer finally, like, they start having a conversation. You can't really hear what's going on, but eventually, like, the police officer goes, all right, cool, cool. Yeah, no, just show me where it is. We'll go check it out. And they both... you watch the guy walk off his front porch, climb into his truck. The police officer climbs into the passenger seat, and they follow the tracks back down.
Are we like out of the way?
Yeah, totally.
Are there any cars? Other cars? On
the- yeah. There's the police car, like right in front of the house. There's a couple old like.
Oh, they both got in the truck?
Yeah, and even crustier, older pickup trucks. There's like a combine harvester and like a covered shed and shit. There's some like old clapped out tractors just kind of rotting in the front yard. But everything's covered in like a layer of snow.
Hey, Sebastian, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
We need to definitely, and hear me out here, steal combine harvester.
I know, right?
Because we would blend in perfectly.
There's like, there's a big old red barn and stuff and some other outbuildings around this dude's house.
Okay, what's like, what vehicle looks like it's in the best shape?
There's a, oh shit, I can pull real cars. There is a Toyota minivan parked next to the house.
Okay,
that,
yeah.
That one. That thing's never going to break down, can fit all of us, we're good.
Clapped out Toyota 4Runner, all right!
Is anyone opposed investigating this, the soccer mom rocket ship, perhaps?
It's actually a Ford Transit van, so it's the fastest thing in existence.
Oh, okay, it's not a Toyota.
No, it's a Toyota minivan.
What's a rocket ship and what's a soccer mom?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
So what are you guys up to?
Does anyone oppose to me go checking out this?
I mean, you can do that. And then Velvet's going to pull out the sniper rifle from, I guess, her back. I don't know what the
I
fuck.
Like it.
You reach into your butt.
I'm gonna lay down and I'm gonna go looks down into the side. I'm just gonna watch from here.
I imagine I'm just gonna watch. Click click puts out the bipod. I'm just gonna hang out here. You guys have fun. Like opens like a little pack of Oreos, like you just
yeah, don't mind me. Maybe if it's successful, come pick me up on the way back.
Okay.
On the way out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like a ride. I don't really want to be stuck here.
Can I roll stealth now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sick.
Rose, that's... are you following him?
Add 10.
Oh, I'm going to try to sneak into, like, is there, like, an upper window?
Yeah, it's like a very classic farmhouse. There's totally upper windows.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sneak around back, like, upper window.
All right, roll stealth.
And, like, grappling hook up.
Yeah, roll stealth at disadvantage because grappling hooks are allowed.
I got 15.
All right.
I just need to not roll a 1.
Two dice? I guess. Okay.
Add 10.
Oh, okay. No. It's good.
Never mind.
What?
I don't need to question your rolls.
Don't
I don't
question
know.
It's...
Oh, I got a 28.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I rolled a 4.
Yeah, no. I think you'll be okay. So, are you bringing in... Either of you bringing anyone with you?
No.
Okay.
I think that everyone... More people's better outside. And if there's one of me, I can talk my way out of stuff.
Okay.
If there's two of us... That's when things get a little hairy.
Okay. Xylus, you bring anyone with you?
I didn't plan on it.
Okay. Just yep. You yep. Yourself and I. All right. So we're going to go. Oh, man. Who do I want to go first? Because either one could be real fun. You guys Rochambeau over it. Either way, it's going to be fun. Rochambeau. Shoot. All right. So, Rose, you sneak around the side of the house, around the side, up the back. And, like, as you go into the backyard, there's, like, a swing set back here. There's, like, a small jungle gym covered in snow. There's some more clapped out cars. You see a barbecue. There's like a big back porch. There's a barbecue. And you pull out your grappling hook gun. Grab onto the roof. Scale the roof onto the roof real quick. And as you're like going up the house, you go past the kitchen window and you see kind of a middle-aged woman sitting in a kitchen, like, talking, like, she has, like, something up to the side of their head, and she's, like, talking loudly into it. Like, oh, they're, oh, Marcy, it was real bad, you know, he's in a real, real tizzy, I'm not sure what's going on here. You know, I don't know, he was talking about, like, some weird, weird rabbit people, and, like, a lighthouse falling out of the sky. It was a crazy one. I don't know, him and the police cops are gonna go look at it, and you go past that, and you go past another window, and you see, like, this big, like, big flat plane with like bright like a bright moving picture on it and like sound coming out. It's fucking awesome.
It's like a portal to another world.
It's like a portal to another gun.
In a rectangle.
On the like as you look at it, you're like, what's that sound? Samsung. What's a Samsung?
Sam must be really good at singing.
And you climb
what
to the top.
Sam sing?
You climb to the top of the house.
In the room with the magic flat plane.
Yeah.
Was there a bed?
Yeah, there was a bed, and you see someone, like, sitting in the bed, and they got this, like, thing in their hand they're manipulating quickly.
I was really hoping there wasn't gonna be someone in there.
I mean, they got, like, this weird thing, like, they got, like, these weird things, like, on their head over their ears.
Yeah.
Is it, like, a young person?
And they're probably in their teens, it looks like a human.
Traumatize a child? Don't traumatize a child.
Do I kill a teenager, or just keep going?
I'm gonna kill him.
Oh.
Where's there, like, another window?
Yeah, there's one window beyond.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to that one.
It looks like an attic space.
Yeah,
like
I'm gonna go dusty. Up there.
All right, you hop into the attic. There's a bunch of boxes and random other shit up here. Roll perception.
Sweet. Thing I'm not good at. It's been so long, I don't even know where it's at. Oh, it's right there. It's my plus two. 16.
16. As you crawl through the window up here, you hear someone talking up here. It's a female voice, and you're like, I know, it's so fucking dumb. I'm stuck here too, okay? I don't love the farm either.
Well, shit.
And you're like a young female human's voice.
Do I see her?
You just see like a pair of shoes hanging from behind some boxes. But you like a pair of shoes kind of like hanging there crossed, and you like attached the feet and everything.
There's more people in this house than I thought there was going to be.
That's why Rides rolled so many times.
Ah, there it is.
Five people in this house.
Jesus. Ah.
Yeah.
Can I sneak past this person without them seeing me?
What did you get for your original stealth? 28?
28.
Yeah, no, you totally just walk past this person. It's a young, probably young woman, maybe early 20s, talking on one of these, like a flat rectangle on the side of her face. She's sitting there with, like, a bag of, a thing of cheese that's between her legs and, like, a old lounger.
I really enjoy us talking to a rock. Makes sense. Flat thing? Nah,
that's lost. Fucking weird.
My goal here is to try to get into like an empty bedroom.
Okay.
It's just a really glossy speaking stone.
Yeah, it's like this super flat glossy speaking stone, but it has like this really, the back of it's like really vibrant and like bright colored, and has like a little thing dangling off of it.
Dude, they got the new speaking stone 2.0. Hell yeah. Now with new colors.
All right, you make your way down the stairs and you find yourself in a hallway.
How many doors are there?
There's like six on this floor.
I'm gonna go to each one and like put my ear, see if I can hear anybody in there. And then
I need you to roll a second stealth now that you're on another floor.
That's fine. That one's not as great.
What'd you get?
21.
Oh boy, you barely passed.
I know.
You barely have, one of them got a 20. Not a natural 20, a dirty 20. You,
wait, sorry. No, I got a 31.
Never mind. You're fine. You begin to make your way like from door to door. Roll investigation.
I really need to boost these stats. That's what I need to do next.
To find an empty room.
That's an 8. That's not going to be great.
What'd you get? 8 total?
8 total, yep.
You go past two doors and you find a final door kind of at the end of this hallway. Doesn't seem like there's anyone in there. You don't hear anything.
I'm going to just open it slightly.
All right. I'm going to just let your stealth carry over.
Peek it in.
You open the door so gently and you are in a bedroom. It's really dark in here. It looks like there's like blackout curtains on the window. And you think you're probably alone. It's really dark in here, so it's hard to tell. All right, so Silas, you shimmy, you dart your way across this yard. And you come up to this large silver machine, a little beat up. It's we got a bunch of dirt and mud on the side, and you can see that the salt is not treating it so well.
Can I try the door?
Yeah, door opens.
I get in.
Bing, 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 as you get in.
Interesting that it binged. Okay, I get in real confused.
You get in real confused. It's just like whoa.
It's like a fucking
it's spaceship. Like a, it's like a palace. Like this, you like get in. It's like, oh, this seat's really comfortable. What the fuck? Holy shit. And you like look in the back and there's like three rows. back seats are just filled with fucking crap. There's like Cheez-Its on the floor, like toys everywhere, magazines and shit.
What are these delectable treats? I must forage for these delectable little orange squares.
Jammed in the front like cup holders are like old cups of coffee and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Xylus would not know to ask this question, but I'm going to ask the question. Are there keys?
Yeah. There's keys in the ignition. That's why it's dinging.
Okay. I would like to investigate for a manual.
He rolled investigation to open the glove box.
12.
Oh, so close.
Fuck.
You begin looking around. You like open like the, like, you're like, ooh, what's this? You like open the visor and like some shit falls. Like, oh God.
Should have casted guidance. Fucking
what the fuck? You're like, some shit falls in your head. You're like, what is a Taco Bell? Ketchup? What the fuck?
Yep.
A bunch of sauce packets fall out of the sun visor.
Okay, how long do you think it would take me to just find the manual?
If you want
to
take 10, you're fine.
Okay.
Because what's your modifier for it? For investigation?
6.
Yeah, taking 10 would be totally fine.
Okay. If I rolled guidance, I would have gotten it.
You probably would have got it. All right, so you begin searching the car, and after, you know, at some point you look up and you see Rose like opening a window and climbing in just
cool
for flavor. And you like, you're looking around, and you're like, hey, on the other side, look at Pandora.
Aww.
Oh, something that I've learned recently is that Pandora likes it when you blow on her. Like with your, yeah. Like,
huh.
She was doing it earlier, but she was like, nah.
Usually cats hate that.
Mm-hmm. That's how I get Winston to leave me alone. She's like, I'll fight you. Finally, on the other side of this machine, there's like this weird magical compartment.
I know how to open a cabinet.
You open the glove box, like, oh, and like there's some like books and stuff in here. There's like some old napkins, some more ketchup packets, yeah. Some like pencils and straws.
I think I could probably figure out it's a manual.
It says manual on it.
Yeah.
It says 2015 Toyota. So you begin flipping through.
Toyota Sienna.
Yeah. You begin flipping through. Like, all right. Okay. Yeah. It's all in common, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, as you're sitting there flipping through, you hear from like right next to you.
I look.
You like stop and you like look next to you. Like you probably left the door open. There is a middle-aged woman standing there holding a baseball bat, and she looks you could say a little grumpy. And she goes, what are you doing?
The name is Xylus Ramsbottom. How can I help you today?
You can leave. Who the hell? What?
How does...
Hold on. She's Minnesotan. What are you doing? I don't care who you are. Get out of here.
Fucking charm person is already burned from last game. Sucks burned? Ass. I used it already.
Oh.
And I can only use it once because I put it in my spell.
Wait, who'd you use charm person on?
I don't know.
Probably the farmer.
I thought you had 3 spells you could cast.
Book. I do. No, I have a bunch of spells, but I can only use them once. I think is the rules we set.
Okay, whatever.
That's what I've been doing.
I think I was kind of treating them just like spell slots, so you can use those spells on.
I thought it was extra spell slots as well.
Yeah.
So like just an extra list of, so I could use charm person again.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's not my item, but the way that I understood it is that you had extra spell slots and extra spells to store, mm-hmm. Both of the things.
That's what I thought it was.
That's sick. How I interpreted it as well.
Okay, cool.
I cast charm person.
You cast charm person. Yay. But I have to roll.
Beat a, what is it? Wisdom.
13? I'm gonna give her advantage because she's a mother and she has to deal with this bullshit from her.
Wisdom teenagers. 13. Fuck.
She passes. So she looks at you and she goes, "I'm gonna give you to the count of three. I'm gonna give you there to the count of three, bud. Before." Well,
I am going to give you to the, not the, I pull out a gun.
I'm gonna
yikes.
And like as soon as
Xylus 1, Xylus 2, put the gun down, Xylus 3.
So you just
don't
pull
make
out
me get your
a shotgun.
You just pull the shotgun, she drops the baseball bat, like, okay, I'm so sorry. The car is yours. I don't want trouble.
Car. How does one operate car?
I'm gonna just really quick Sebastian.
Yeah.
You could potentially convince this woman that you were from the future.
I'm from the future.
That's really good.
This is my double barrel shotgun.
How do you operate this car?
Velvet, yeah. You see all of this going down. You watch the woman walk like out of the back of the house holding the baseball bat and all that. And all
and
of
you
a sudden,
didn't shoot her.
And you just watch as Xylus pulls out a shotgun.
For some reason, Velvet has this very strange, like, comforting and familiar feeling. Audrey, though, in real life knows that this is basically, she's just, her Sims are just on like 2x speed, and she's just watching it all happen, right? She just knows, she's just watching, she's observing. She's, and Velvet is just getting that secondhand. She's just watching the Sims. She's just watching this, she's just okay, watching the Sims exist. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? None of it matters.
As you're sitting here watching, wow. As you're sitting there here watching this, you hear, hey, someone pokes you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
What's up, Murray? It's Murray.
No, I'm good, thank you. Though, do you want to look?
Oh fuck yeah!
Just what? Don't.
Hey,
don't
Jimmy,
touch any
Jimmy,
of the other
Beatrice,
things.
You want? All right, cool. You head off to Jimmy.
Yeah, just don't touch the. She like, the trigger.
This is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
This is cool. Oh, Xylus seems like he's in a bad place.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to kind of keep...
You going to shoot her?
Keep my sights on her.
I mean, we could kill
her. I'd rather not.
I feel like you could murder her.
Oh, I could.
All right, cool.
I'd rather not, yeah.
You got snacks.
You got snacks? What kind of snacks you got?
Wait, do I got snacks?
I got snacks. You got snacks.
You got snacks?
I'm going to scoop some snow out from right next to me and be like,
snow snacks!
Snacks?
I mean, that's just snow.
Two things.
Yeah.
First of all, that's my girl. Secondly, you know for a fact at this point, Rose has definitely left Marie snacks. It's like a sticky noted snacks for later.
It's like a full lunchbox. Like every single morning, just Rose wakes up and makes Marie a lunchbox with a little in note in it.
Somewhere in the big baggy pants is food.
And like she moves her legs and it crinkles. And she's like,
oh, fuck yeah, granola bars.
Druid bars, yeah.
Oh, sweet potatoes. So like as she's like, wait, I got snacks. She opens a bar. She opens like ye old chocolate bar. Like, fuck yeah. Starts eating it. Alright. Back to Xylus and Rose. Xylus, you have the shotgun pointed at this woman. You want her to teach you how to drive a minivan?
Yeah. We go into my scene?
Yeah.
Okay. Just like describe the process here.
Okay. So on the side of the column, you turn the thing, it starts the van. That one, and she like points to the pedals. That one down there makes it go forward. That one stops it. There on the side of the column is like the shifter. You see up there, she like points at the dash where it says like, you know,
Prindle.
PRD or Prindle. Yeah, Prindle. Park reverse and all that. She's like, that one stops the car. That one,
oh no.
That one does a whole lot of nothing. It's like, and like that one doesn't really do much or anything. That one makes, she points at D. That one makes the car go forward. She points at R. That one makes the car go backwards. And the numbers are just kind of like there.
You would think it'd be F and B, forward and backward.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Anyway.
Please don't hurt me. No, I don't want any trouble, okay? You know?
This was useful information.
Okay.
I think you'll probably be alive.
She'd be a scrag a little bit like, okay.
Oh dear. It's all right. It's all right. She dropped the bat, right?
Yeah, the bat's on the floor. It's got some barbed wire wrapped around it.
Fuck.
Atta girl.
I'm going to take the bat and toss it in the minivan.
Okay, you pick up the baseball bat and toss it in the minivan. 1 second. What's your AC?
Mine?
Yeah.
17.
All right, so as you like lean down to pick up the baseball bat, she takes a swing at the back of your head.
With just her hand?
Yeah, she goes to rabbit punch you in the neck. And she whips hardcore.
Oh, she whips it?
Yeah.
And
then she bolts.
She bolted?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm begging you, don't kill her. She's fabulous.
Her name Marjorie?
Can I like try and tackle her or something?
It's Barbara.
Can I try and
roll grapple? You gotta roll grapple.
Is she a barbarian?
No, she's a
Dex.
What does Barbara do for an occupation?
She's a badass soccer mom.
Nah, she's not a soccer mom.
Hockey mom. It's Minnesota.
She's a badass hockey mom who does part time at a library.
I was gonna say, can I offer that she makes beeswax wraps and candles?
Damn,
that's good.
She makes chapstick.
I'm
gonna
feel real bad if I kill this human.
She has bees.
She can do all three.
It's Barbara's bees.
Barbara's bees.
Barb's bees. It's not Bert's bees. It's Barb's
bees. It's Barb's bees and her beeswax products. Roll that grapple, Sebastian.
I'm casting guidance.
Okay.
And it's Dex, right?
Yes.
Propane and propane accessories.
Oh boy.
Fuck!
Do you get a one?
No.
What's your modifier?
It's a six.
Yeah, you tackle her because she got a four.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I don't. Barbara doesn't have much of a modifier. She's got a zero modifier.
So I pin Barbara down. Mm-hmm. I look at her.
I don't want to.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
I took the chance. Okay, I'm so sorry.
If I could not lethal her in the head and knock her out.
You smack her in the temple and she goes out.
I had no choice here. I feel so bad.
Let me just reiterate. Barbara is not dead.
Okay, cool.
You just knocked her out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rose. Yeah, all right. You're in this room. You're in this bedroom.
Yeah. I'm gonna sneaky in.
You're gonna sneaky in?
Yeah.
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 What are you doing?
I'm looking for anything of value, more of this paper currency, any information, and I'm going to go with clothing as well.
Wrong investigation.
I've definitely noticed that we look different. Than
you can either. Oh, yeah. You look like you guys are all like you have a rabbit clad in metal armor and circus gear. You have an elf covered in like. I don't remember what Silas looks like.
He's a fancy lad.
He's got his fancy suit thing on that adds some armor or some shit.
He might blend in a little bit.
Yeah, and then you're covered. You're all black. Like all of you are super out of place.
I look fly as fuck though.
I look like old timey fancy.
Saying. Yeah. We should. Oh man, I want to print my.
I need to. I've been meaning to. I'm going to. I've just been busy.
Like, I think out of everyone here, Marie... Nope, Cass. Cass looks the most normal.
That checks out.
Because she's just a human.
So that was investigation?
Yeah. You can either roll investigation, do it quick, or you can take 20.
20 minutes also a human, is but she's so a hippie. Long.
Yeah, Marie's in, like, harem pants and, like, a silk shirt and flip-flops, so, like, and Tiva. So, like, she's just kind of a hippie human, but, like, you know, she's in the middle of fucking Minnesota in the winter.
In winter is probably the big thing. Then.
Yeah, Marie's kind of cold right now.
Shit. I got a 17.
You got a 17. Okay. You begin rifling through drawers and stuff, and you pretty quickly find a closet full of clothing. You find like a desk, and you find like this weird... You find a wallet. You guys know what wallets are. You find a wallet with more of this paper currency. There's like two 20s and a 10.
I take currency.
You take the currency.
I leave one gold behind.
All right, so you just made this person fucking wealthy as hell.
Yeah, I'm stealing all their stuff. it feels like equivalent exchange at this point.
As you're going through this room, you make it to the bed. And hey, guess what? There's someone in the bed.
Are they sleeping?
They're sleeping. You see a younger man, probably in his mid-20s. He's got like thick, fiery red hair, but he is sawing logs. You just didn't notice it.
Checks out.
He's not snoring, but he's out.
And then after collecting what I'm collecting, I'm going to sneak back out.
All right. You find mostly men's clothes in here.
Yeah.
You find a couple pairs of like women's underwear and stuff like that. It's a little weird, but you know, you don't probably judge.
I also don't think I would know the difference. Modern fashion. You never know.
Okay. This is probably true.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some distinction between men and women's clothing, even in your world.
Probably.
So you find some women's clothing in her drawer.
That's fine. I could judge this world on
these
this thing.
These ones are a little smaller, and these ones are a little bigger, and there's a little bit... This could be potentially for this person.
Oh, yeah, like, totally, like, you pull out the dude's clothes, and, like, this is for him. And, like, you find a drawer full of, like, women's clothing and some other stuff. Some, like, scrunchies, socks, hairbands, stuff like that.
Scrunchies. There were six doors.
Oh, a couple bags of chips. There's a snack drawer.
Oh, definitely taking those from Marie. All right, later.
You grab some bags of chips.
Yeah,
you're not entirely sure what a Lay's is.
It sounds delicious.
Or a Dorito.
What the fuck is a Pringle? Pringle?
Isn't it a tube?
Why is it a tacky? Did I steal your joke?
Nah, I was gonna say Doretta.
Doretta.
I enjoyed the tacky though. Caught me off guard. Not gonna lie.
And then I'm gonna sneak back. Do I go back to the attic?
No matter what, you're gonna have to roll stealth again.
I know. I'm just thinking, where should I?
Would you steal snacks?
Yeah, I did steal snacks.
You stole. Clothes? He stole $50. Are you stealing clothes?
Oh yeah.
All right. What? How many clothes are you stealing? You steal enough for everyone?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a lot of clothes. That's a good idea.
I know.
You find like a duffel bag. Stuff the duffel bag full of clothing.
Sounds good. That's also why I left the piece of gold. It's because I'm stealing a bunch of stuff for this person. It should equate.
Oh, yeah. Probably. How much is a piece of gold again?
I was always like $50, but like, how much does it... Okay, I mean, I always done it as one gold coin's worth $50, but like, the problem is like, just a gold coin? That's like an ounce of gold right there. That's like $2,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing about $1,200.
Like, you've left this person a fuck ton of money for what you've stolen.
Well, you know, between what I stole and Silas scarring their mother, I think not done yet.
I don't like the way that.
I definitely don't like how that.
It's not going to be good.
I hated.
Hate you that. Have this woman I pinned in the that. Snow, and we're not done yet.
That's not what I meant. Not anything sexual.
All right.
I would leave. I would straight up walk out the front door. Yeah.
I'm going to look for like an empty room just to hop out a window. Let me just roll another stealth check.
You're not as you like as you roll the stealth.
Yep. Roll that shit. Ooh, that was close.
Okay, yeah, no one. I mean, what'd you get?
27.
Yeah, no one fucking hears you. The highest was a 15.
I almost rolled a 1.
But as you walk out, you're like, what? You look at the back, like, what the fuck is a Toronto maple leaf? The fuck? Okay.
Mm.
You find a bathroom pretty easy.
Maple. Do I still have my grappling hook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna grappling hook down.
All right. As you open the bathroom window, you watch. You like stick your head out the window and you watch as Xylus tackles a woman to the ground. Xylus, what are you up to?
Oh dear.
You have this woman pinned to the ground.
I kind of like silently.
Well, I knocked her out.
Oh yeah, she's just laying there. Just.
Does he make eye contact with me?
He has no idea you're there.
Okay. I'm just like,
what the fuck? Daniel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you want to start cutting up the body, it's okay.
No, I was. My thought is tie her up, put her in the passenger seat. She seems helpful, and then we can have the character around.
Hey, this is up to you, man. I'm not going to dictate what you do.
What did you expect was going to happen?
I don't. Daniel.
You built a character. She comes with us.
Hold on. You gave Xylus a helpful mom character.
Listen. I don't.
And she's defenseless. Why not bring her with, bro? Why not? She's clearly going to die here if she's left all alone. We gotta bring her with.
She's left alone in the snow.
She knows where the snacks are. In the buttons in the manuals are. She knows where the hard candies are.
Okay, so you gonna tie up this woman?
I'm gonna like tie up her hands and then put her in the passenger seat.
So Rose, as you're sitting here like watching this out the window, you see Xylus pull out some rope and begin tie like he flips this woman over on her front and begins tying her hands.
Oh God!
Once again, silently mouthing, "What the fuck?"
Hold on. Hey, did you lock the door behind you?
Me?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
No.
The door opens behind you.
Uh-oh. Am I hanging out the window?
I would imagine, like, you have the window open, screen out, like, upper torso out of the window, leg still in window. But if that's not how you're doing, then that's fine.
That's fine. Is someone opening the door?
Yeah, someone's opening the door.
I'm going to yell, Acapato.
I mean, yeah, bathroom rules haven't changed.
Oh, yeah, shit. Sorry. It's tonk.
Nailed it. And then I'm going to hop out the window.
Macy, you can be long in there. I got to take a shit. I got to take a mad dump, man, okay?
And I'm already gone.
Macy? All right, whatever, man. Just let me know when you're done. I got to take a shit.
That works so well.
Do you know where Dad is? That's the last thing you hear as you jump out the window.
Xylus, you situate this woman in the passenger seat as you watch Rose hit the, like, just quiet... softly land on the ground.
I gesture for Rose to come into the minivan, and then I get in the minivan.
Okay. Sweet. You.
Why did you kidnap somebody?
Are you in the minivan?
Here's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining, like, you're in the front seat, lady's next to you, and all of a sudden
Rose hops in the back.
Rose's head comes up between the two seats and goes, question? Why?
It's a story for approximately, I don't know, 10 minutes from now. We'll see what happens. Hey, I put it in drive.
No. We gotta leave. Why? No. They're gonna come after her.
As you say that, you go, clung, and you, like, you gently give it gas to, like, cut it in.
No, I'm probably shocked that it started moving when I put it in drive without me putting the brake on. It starts moving. And then I try the brake.
Oh, stops it immediately.
And then I try the gas, probably too hard. And then I try the brakes.
Melvin, you're sitting here watching this. Marie is going ham on something. The other two, the goblin and the hobgoblin, are fucking high off their nuts right now. And Weapon is just eating snow. just chowing down
on
snow.
He's gonna need to pee so bad later.
And he watches like Xylas. Yeah. In the minivan with this woman tied up in the passenger seat. And Rose is like hanging out between the two front seats, like kind of looking disappointed. And all of a sudden, way in the distance, you hear, fucking get him!
What was that? Does any bullets hit the car? Or no?
The cop and the farmer are dying right now.
Oh.
I'm going to ask Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up?
Come here, buddy. Can I talk to Mikado by chance? Mm. Can I use you?
Oh, shit. Yeah, and he pulls out the stone. Like, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'll give it back.
Hey. You got snacks?
I do, and I pull out some Takis from my pocket.
Oh, what is this?
They're spicy. Do you like spicy?
He just starts eating. He's like, oh, this is good.
They're my favorite snack. Right, you want to talk to Ricardo? Yeah. I'm going to put the stone up to my ear.
Put the stone, and you hear like, what do you want, Jimmy? We're kind of busy right now.
It's not Jimmy, it's Velvet. Are you guys okay? I'm so sorry.
What the fuck's going on?
I heard gunshots.
Yeah, two of these fucking, like, two fucking mooks came out of the fucking nowhere in this weird, in this weird metal truck thing, and one of them stepped out and like, I don't fucking know, but they got hostile, so we just ended them. It's not worth it.
Yikes.
Are you guys like cool? Are they dead or what?
Oh no, they're super duper on fire.
Can we come back?
Wait. One of them in the blue uniform's not dead yet. Hold on, he's calling for backup. I gotta make
I was just click. Trying to kill him.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna hand it back to Jimmy. Everything's fine. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Do you need some water?
Picks up some snow.
Perfect. There you go.
That tastes better. Shit, that tastes better than our snow.
We're like 45 minutes to an hour from a Waco situation.
It's gonna be tear gas.
I know, right?
Billy's gonna burn lives on fire. So, Xylas, you have your learning to drive moment.
Yeah.
You're a smart guy. You master pretty quick.
I fly a train. I don't know. I don't know how different this is.
I mean, there's more, if not the same amount of buttons and switches.
Okay.
But they all seem different. Okay. Like, one of them just says AUX. You like lift up the thing. There's like a little hole. What the fuck is that? All right, cool. There's like a knob you turn and like the
fleshlight for ants. I don't know.
I was gonna say, don't put your dick in.
There's like these little like. There's like this one kind of thing way down far, and like that's something you push in. Like you pull it out. Like what the fuck is this? It's a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, it gets hot. I burned my finger out. Shit!
And there's like all knobs. Like you turn one, and all of a sudden the car just starts producing wind.
Hell yeah!
You have your moment. Where are you going?
I was gonna drive over to the other people.
All right, you start driving down the driveway. Do you take this thing off road?
Oh, it's snowing. Fuck.
I mean, it's not actively snowing, but there's a solid couple inches of snow on the ground, like maybe six. But there's like, the driveway's plowed.
I feel like he'd know not to be dumb. I don't know. I drive down the driveway.
All right, you drive down the driveway. Velvet, you watch as he begins driving down the driveway.
Wait, did you say no not to be dumb and we're kidnapping somebody right
know.
Now?
There's different types of dumb, okay?
Different types of dumb. Oh, I'll explain to you. I thought she might be useful. She's very nice.
They're gonna come looking for her.
Yeah? We could leave her. I don't know.
I think that's probably best.
I don't want to kill her. I didn't know what to do. I panicked here.
Just leave her outside. There's other people in the house. They'll come for her.
Okay, let's pick up our friends, and then we'll tell her to skedaddle. We need the seat anyway.
Look, if you want your Velvet moment, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
If you think it's a bad idea, I panicked here.
Velvet, you watch them as they're slowly cruising down the driveway. You can see them talking.
They're kind of like sort of arguing. Like, I don't know. I stop kind of like parallel to friends.
Are you getting in the van, Audrey? Is Velvet getting in the van?
Oh, they're there.
Is everyone going to get in the van?
Yeah, I want to get in the very back.
All right, so as you walk up to the van, Xylas, you're not entirely sure how to let any other egress in? Like, there's the handle on the side, but, like, it doesn't open towards you for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, a weird thing on the back. You think it might open, but you're not entirely sure how to operate a trunk.
I go, do I have smelling salts? No, I don't have smelling salts.
Oh, wait, hold on. Minivans, if you just pull the handle, it opens. So, like,
yeah,
you pull the handle, all of a sudden, it's like,
magic.
Like, the van, like, slides open.
It's 2015. Yeah, it definitely
would. It would, yeah. You got seating for the whole family in here.
Hey, Cass.
Yeah.
Do you mind waking this lady?
Why? What?
I kidnapped her, and I feel like Rose is right. We should probably just, like, tell her to skedaddle. We'll give her some gold.
Why wake her? She doesn't need to see our faces.
She's already seen one of your faces.
Yeah.
I had questions.
So that can identify him out of alignment. Not the rest of us.
I wanted to talk to her.
Cass, like, reaches in. She has, like, Cass has a fanny pack, and she, like, reaches into the fanny pack, and she pulls out, like, a little glass vial, and, like, she, like, starts moving towards her nose, like...
Wait, hold on a moment. I take the lady out of the van.
You put her in the snow.
And then I'm like, okay, now do it.
She cracks the vial, waves it in her nose, she goes...
Hello!
What the fuck? What is going on here?
The name is Silas Ramsbottom.
Okay!
I'm not going to kill you. That sounds bad.
She just starts crying again.
Fuck!
You're one of those serial killers I heard about.
I'm going to let you go. I won't do anything bad to you.
Okay.
Where are we?
Minnesota?
Does that mean anything to me?
Fuck no, it doesn't. You're in town, Minnesota?
That means nothing to me.
Okay.
I'm from the future.
She passes out.
Cass!
Jackson!
The voice of Cass, everybody.
Cass.
Played by Jackson, the beautiful, beautiful boy.
I feel like Jackson and Cass could be an allegory for each other. I don't know.
I feel like if Jackson were a human, he could potentially be Cass.
Yeah. Remember Marie? Just kind of chill.
Yeah.
That's not super high maintenance. Just need snacks. She pulls another glass vial. Like, you really want to just give her?
Yeah.
Cracks it. Waves it. And pass out again.
God damn it.
There might be, like, just like a total overload right now.
Also, usually that stuff isn't, like, foolproof. Like, if you're following, like, real life Earth things.
Yeah.
That stuff isn't always.
Well, now I just want to take her with us again. Because I want to get fucking info out of this lady.
Listen, first of all, Cass is rocking up with magical spelling salts. She's not kidding around here.
Hmm. You'd say malts.
Malts.
What do you guys think? I mean, take the lady, don't take the lady. She's very nice.
Definitely leave her. Absolutely.
Velvet?
Do not kidnap this lady.
Take the lady, leave the lady.
I don't know who this lady is.
She's very nice. She knows how to drive this, thing. Car.
Does she want to be here?
Probably not.
Did she do something bad to you?
Was gonna hit me with a bat. That's it, though.
In her defense, you definitely rolled up on her territory first. We've done the same thing all the time to people.
If you do decide to take it, you put it in the back with me, and I'll hang out with her.
Okay, have fun. I can do the fucking lady.
I'm going to set her up in the back, like, sitting up.
And
like,
you a middle-aged Minnesota
yeah,
woman.
Beautiful.
She's got, like, round.
Ah, yes, my cousin.
She's very Minnesotan. She's round. She's a very kind of, like, round woman, kind of pale.
I was trying to get info, like, where's the nearest town? Speed limits. I don't know. This is such a bad idea.
We're so fucked. There's gotta be like cops or something. Like, what else do we do here? I don't know.
Leave the lady.
That's the thing you have a problem with.
Yeah. I'm imagining this is happening as you guys are like slowly driving down the driveway.
I'm talking to you. I could have done that. We could have done this.
Like, the front row is Lady Rose. So, like, Xylus in driver's seat, Rose in between the two seats, Lady in the passenger seat. One seat back.
No, I gave her to.
Oh, okay. So then Rose and Xylus in the front seat.
Yep.
And then in the middle seats are Beatrice, Jimmy, and Marie all just kind of chilling and getting
passing
a little
snacks back and forth.
Chilling, yeah. Snacking, and getting stoned. And in the very back, squeeze between Velvet and a weapon, is this small lady.
A fucking weapon.
And like, weapons
Cass
in the car.
Is somewhere too.
Fuck.
In the truck.
Yeah, Cass.
Can
is-
we could just put weapon in the truck.
I guess so. That just means he's like right behind us.
Yeah.
And being in the it's not like a sedan where like the trunk is like a box. Like,
yeah. Yeah. No.
The trunk of a minivan is just open air.
Yeah.
So like, no, so, like he's just there behind
but
us.
But weapon's
like,
big. So like that was my thought. It makes sense.
Yeah. The back
why
of the van.
This,
as soon as
why is
thing
this
goes,
woman? And why?
Cass is hanging out, like kind of laying on the center console, just like looking at you, like, how's this going?
I don't have a plan.
Seems about right.
I drive.
All right, you begin driving. Where are you guys going?
I'm putting on the clothes and hoping. Is there a beanie? Did I get to take a beanie with me?
You got some beanies.
Sweet, I'll put on a beanie.
Put on a beanie.
Put on like a jacket.
The jacket is huge on you.
That's fine.
Or did you grab a lady's jacket?
I rolled a nat 20, so yes, I grabbed it. I was just doing a luck check. I was just doing straight up odds and even luck check in my brain.
You got like a bright pink canvas jacket on.
That's fine. I'm just gonna pass around.
Very warm.
I'm gonna give everyone else winter gear.
Okay. Yeah, it mostly works. Marie's pretty solid. Cass is pretty solid. Xylus, how tall are you?
I think he was like 5'10".
All right, you're okay. Hey, Velvet. How
Wait,
tall
no,
are you?
6'2". Why did I write 6'2"?
You're sitting pretty on these dudes' clothes.
Okay.
Velvet is. Oh, she's 5'6", but 6 foot with the ears.
Yeah, Velvet is sitting okay right up until it comes to headgear. Nothing really wants to fit super well.
Yeah.
But you're pretty okay at everything else. Just letting you know. Weapon can fit in literally nothing. Nothing fits on weapon.
Yeah.
Are we talking about height?
Literally all of it.
Just all of it?
Just like he... No, nothing.
He's like the rock size, maybe?
Weapon's like probably 6'5", 300 pounds.
I would imagine my ears are just kind of like pressed back. That's all.
Yeah. Weapon is big.
I want to like tear a piece of cloth and like put it over my ears.
All right. You tear a piece of cloth off, put it over your ears. You can also just put on a beanie.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
Beanies.
Beanie.
All right. So where are you guys going? Where are you guys going with the minivan?
Are there any road signs?
Are you going to the end of the driveway?
Yes.
You as you're making your way down the driveway, all of a sudden from just somewhere in the car, you're... And Jimmy, like, oh, shit. He, like, pulls at the stone and goes, what's up? And there's a you can hear, like, the conversation. Jimmy goes, all right. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Okay. All right. Cool. I'll let him know. All right, guys. Here's the scoop. They murdered the two dudes that came to investigate, but he thinks one of them got used some sort of, like, weird magical speaking stone to call for backup.
Fuck.
So that's the sitch there. They want to bug out, but, they don't have... Can they use the train?
Fuck.
No.
Why don't we just, like, trade them the train for the minivan or some shit? Let's do that.
It's, no train.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay, how are they gonna get out of there?
Secret here?
This thing.
Not my problem.
This thing. Because you need... See, here's the deal, Jimmy. You need, like... Okay.
You need a special set of skills.
No. Here's the thing, though, is you need like fantasy train tracks, and the way that we drive it is that there are already fantasy train tracks laid out all over Atla, and that's how we were able to like navigate. Like pistol.
How does your flying train need fantasy train tracks?
Because Pistol Pete specifically made our train. He specifically made tracks for us all over. What was it? Amul. And so anyways, it was like there was like this whole navigation system. And like, we tried it when we first got here because that dude pulled a shotgun on us and we tried to leave. But like, it won't work. Can I roll deception?
Roll deception.
Please? I was just waiting. Yeah.
roll deception against this dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
16?
He rolled a 19.
Ew.
He just kind of gives you this look of like, right. I don't pretty positive. Oh, once a train starts flying, it doesn't really need fantasy train tracks.
Listen, that's how he explained it to me.
Listen.
He just thinks you're dumb now.
That was the I hate that.
Sorry.
Like, listen, I understand that you probably really like the train, but my group, you know, my family, they're kind of in trouble right now and they need to GTFO.
Yeah, so they can find a way to get out. They're resourceful.
Yeah. Look, the big ass flying train.
Yeah, you guys try taking our lighthouse. We're not going to trust you with the train.
Look, I think in this situation, it would behoove a lot of us if you just let us borrow the train.
How do we know we'll get the train back?
I can promise you that Ricardo will give the train back.
Your word means less than nothing to me, though. We just met you.
Listen, I think in this situation, maybe bygones should be bygones. As Ricardo said, hate can come back when we're back in our world.
And hate can come back when you have our train.
That doesn't give you justification for you stealing all of our shit. Just saying.
I think maybe you guys are harping on this a little hardcore.
You already took our lighthouse.
Maybe you're stealing our shit, though. I wouldn't call it harping when you're legitimately trying to take all of our shit.
I'm just saying, we are currently in a survival...
We're currently in a survival situation, and the one thing you guys seem to be worried about is the fact that we're living in your White House for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't quite see how you guys can't get over this shit, but whatever, you know, fine. We still got to get out there and get the boy, get my family, my friends, my people.
How fast are we going?
I'd imagine you're probably doing like a cool 30 down this driveway.
I'm just gonna tuck and roll
out of the fucking
yeah.
All right, you open the door and tuck and roll.
I'm just going to tuck and roll because I don't want to do it anymore.
What?
And I'm going to walk the rest of the way.
You have no way to tuck and roll. You're in the very back of the van.
Damn it.
You're stuck back there.
Fuck.
What was your plan?
Walk back.
To where?
To the lighthouse.
Okay. What if we're not going to the lighthouse? That's the thing. I don't think I can drive there.
Why?
It's off-road.
Yeah. You have to go through like 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
So then where are you going?
I was going to go parallel to it, so near it, if we want, or just fuck off to a town, was my thought. That's why I was looking for street signs.
Oh, I thought we were going back to the lighthouse.
I don't know. Oh. Kind of broad. I don't know. I don't know what we should do here. But I can't go all the way to the lighthouse.
I mean, you could try.
Yeah.
You can give that old college try, but...
Yeah, don't want to get stuck.
Okay.
Because then we don't have a car. Car seems useful. Blend in.
Car seems useful. Blend in. Yeah. Just a car full of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people.
Yeah.
Just a minivan full of 9 people.
Circus,
of varying
traveling
sizes.
Circus.
Yep, fire. Okay.
Here's the issue. They called backup. Hypothetically, small town, we could kill all the backup.
Oh my God.
Problem being, what happens then? There's more backup. It just gets, it's GTA 5. 5 stars. What do we do?
Either they kill all the backup or the goblins all get killed. Not my problem.
No, but we're kind of fucked too, because if we drive away, or we'd have to take the train, I think is the safest, actually. Because if we drive away, how do we not run into the backup?
We're driving a car. They're not worried about us. No, literally, if there was a officer-involved shooting, they're not going to say, that van? There's like too many people in there. No, they're going to go to the spot where the officer-involved shooting's at.
True.
I just really enjoy that this is the time that Jackson has chosen to play with the bell toy. That is literally a human lead toy. Like, it's like on a stick for the human to bounce around. He wants it now.
Fucking Pandora is like totally chilling right now. Like, I'm sure she's not pleased that Jackson's in the same room, but there's not violence.
The other day, Chris had Pandora in his lap, and then Jackson was like right down on the floor right there, and they were fine.
All
right,
cool.
But sometimes, if he's within a 5-foot radius, she will hiss at him. So I think it depends on the day.
Okay,
you know?
It just depends on the mood Pandora's in.
Anyway.
Yep.
I'm going to look through the glove box to try to find a map.
You begin rifling.
That's
roll
such
a luck
a
check.
Good idea.
Yeah, you get above a 10, there's a map. Get below a 10, there's no map.
It's going to be a 9. I'm calling it right now.
Can I cast guide? Oh, it's a luck.
17. Check.
17. You find a road map in Minnesota.
Sweet.
Local map.
I'm gonna search.
You begin unfolding it, and there's a lot going on here.
But maps are my specialty.
There's a shit ton of stuff going on right now here.
What town did that lady say? we were in?
Dude, I just pulled a name out of my ass.
Yeah, I was asking in character. Sorry.
Oh.
Very nasally.
Yeah, what town? Oh, you don't know.
I forgot.
Something Minnesota.
Oh, shit.
I tried to make direct eye contact with Sebastian, and he was just looking the other way.
All right. Paulson, Minnesota.
I look for Paulson in Minnesota.
Is that a real place?
I have no idea. I'm just pulling it to
name. It sounds like a real Minnesota place.
I mean, there's St. Paul, yeah. Minnesota.
And I'm going to try to just like guess where we're at.
You begin searching through the map, and you finally find a tiny...
Okay, road. Well, there's street signs, right?
You're on the highway?
Are we on the end of the driveway?
Yeah, you're at the end of the driveway.
Okay, I'm just holding there.
You're just holding there.
Street sign. Address?
You do see an address. You are 1297 Chestnut Road.
Rose, is there a Chestnut Road anywhere?
Chestnut.
Are you going to like take 20 to find this?
Hazelnut, no.
Can she roll investigation?
Yeah, but if she rolls low, she's not going to find it very quickly. If you take 20, you just sit there for 2 minutes looking.
If it's a map of Minnesota, I would imagine it would take a while.
It's like a local map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a map of the county, maybe.
You said 2 minutes to find it?
Yeah, take 20 takes 2 minutes.
I'll take the 2 minutes.
All right. You guys are just sitting here.
There's no Paulson, Minnesota, but there was an Eric Philip Paulson who was in the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Wow.
All right.
As you're all sitting here doing your thing, she's looking at the roadmap. Jimmy speaks up and goes, so what the fuck are we going to do?
So here's the thought is like...
What the fuck are we going
to
do, okay?
We could go to the train and then take the train and then use the train to travel places. We could take all the friends with us if we wanted. We have to like walk and then we'd have to fight the cops. Or... we let them take the train and then avoid the cops, and we also try and avoid the cops. Then they have our train. But we could talk to them. Speaking stone.
You still have Jimmy and Beatrice.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have
Jimmy and Beatrice.
We do have part of their party. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Yeah, two people doesn't really create a train. I'm pretty sure Rico would be like, cool. Survival the most.
Is his name Rico?
It's Ricardo.
Ricardo. Either way. I don't want to let them have the train. We can't trust these people.
But we have to go get the train then.
Huh? I'm just saying, anyone who uses the train is immediately going to be suspicious.
Yeah. Like, that's what it's like. I don't really want to take the train.
The train will die. Like, this is out of character, and I know in character I wouldn't know this. Literally, the train would be shot down almost immediately.
Oh, dear.
Mysterious train in airspace.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, literally every single possible U.S. airplane in the area would go to try to shoot that down because it makes no sense. Like, they'd get one warning and then shot down. So, like, the use of that train makes no sense.
Actually, I think as long as they didn't enter, like, military or government airspace, they'd probably be pretty chilling.
With a plane, yes. But it's literally a flying train.
Yeah, if someone saw it.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the goblins have no idea what airspace is where.
You guys don't know what airspace is where. You have no radio or anything.
We wouldn't even know to hide the train. Fuck.
I mean, I think we would know to hide the train. Like, we're in a suspicious land.
Hey, everyone roll perception.
That's a nat one.
13.
Wow.
19.
All right, well, you two find it. You two see this no problem. Because as you're sitting here, like, the end of this driveway, like, talking and arguing, Xylus, somehow you don't notice this, but you hear, like, a loud... and just like gently settling down next to you on the road is the train. And then in the cab, you see Ricardo like,
I'm going to kill him.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? Stop.
We're trying to get the fuck out of there.
And so none of them died because the Xylus's plants.
No, because you never said you set up the plants to guard it.
I think that's the fault.
Because you were. Because I believe you were in. Last place it was the Lesser Outland Forest. And
yeah.
And I don't think.
But even then, though, Xylus has always set up the plants.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Even in when we're in like safe territory, Xylus has always set up the plants.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have not set up the plants. Would the plants have been fucked with from going being sent
to the shit.
There's that.
Okay. I'm going to say the plants got fucked with because everything else in existence was fucking Shadracked, and I don't feel like these plants are like they're just plants.
Well, I mean, they're like flying and shit.
This is true.
So they probably bounce around.
Probably bounce around pretty hardcore.
I would imagine though, like them flying doesn't change their like
plantness.
Yeah.
like their toughness. You know what I mean? Like they're probably still just plants.
Yeah.
But they might have a little bit better, like, less bouncing around or something.
Yeah.
But I imagine like fragility would be similar.
It's a weird one.
Might be a little bit thicker, but I don't know.
So they got past the plants.
Yeah, they somehow got past them. And there's a shit ton of goblins, and I'm sure some of them know magic. Like, it's a bunch of goblin mercenaries who are all trained in various different things.
Would it be possible to put this minivan in the train?
Oh, fucking yeah. No problem.
Could we get it in there?
You have probably like 50, 60 goblins with you, plus weapon, plus all of you guys. You could probably get a minivan in a train.
Do we want to take this land's mode of transport in our mode of transport and maybe GTFO? Just a thought.
I'm still on the side. They're using the train is incredibly suspicious.
Well, like we could take the train back now. They park next to us.
Yeah, they park like right next to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying using the train in any way, shape or form is going to be incredibly suspicious.
Okay.
As you guys are sitting here, like, dung, 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 on the driver's side window.
All right.
dung, dung, dung,
let's
dung,
put
dung.
This thing in that thing.
Okay, this is what you tell.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
You hear Ricardo outside. Let's go!
No? Okay, let's do that.
All right, you do that.
Whose car do we put it in? Is there an empty one?
Yeah, I think there's an empty one. Like,
I think we had an empty one.
We have two empty ones.
Oh, okay.
All right. You get a car into the train, and it took you a hot minute or two.
Okay.
But you get a car in there, and then you hear the sirens again.
Let's go!
But multiple this time.
Let's go!
What are you guys doing?
Is the car in the train?
Yes.
I get out of the car.
Yeah, well, I figured you guys
were in there the whole time. Not helping.
Listen, I tried to get out of the car earlier. Y'all wouldn't let me, so I get out of the car this time.
Well, because you're like jammed up in the back of the car with weapon and this poor lady.
I didn't want to talk to Jimmy anymore. You have to remember who the fuck you're dealing with.
I understand this. So you are all like...
I get out of the fucking minivan.
Get out of the van. What are you guys doing?
All right, Rose.
I'm going to my car.
You go to your car, yeah.
I'm gonna ask Rose to come up to the cab with me.
Why?
You have a map. You know where we are.
I'll just give you the map.
Okay, I take the map.
You take the map. You're standing there in front of the car. Hey, can Xylus read a map?
I don't know.
I'm just going to say... Hold on.
Isn't it canon that Xylus can't read or write?
No! He can definitely read and write.
You signed your name with an X in the first like episode, didn't you?
Yeah. That doesn't mean he can't read or write. He wrote a fuck like books.
That's
and
like
shit.
How that works. Oh, wait, X with it. Never mind.
Xylus.
It starts with an X.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to say...
Historically, like, a thing that if you can't read or write, you just do an X.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I was under the same impression she
yeah,
was.
What the fuck?
I was under the impression that it was a letter. Yeah.
But that was before I realized that Xylus was spelled with an X either. I thought it was spelled with a Z.
Yeah,
same.
I thought he was just literate, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, then. Well, whoops.
Unless someone's going to help Xylus, a goblin's just going to help you read the map.
Okay.
There's one of the cobgoblins or goblins or something.
Okay, so we
like,
know where we are.
You know where you are. They got a compass. You guys, you leave it?
I'm going to take off.
So you power them, do all this shit, and you begin taking off, and like you get like 60, 70 feet in the air, and you watch just like the two cop cars like, on the highway, and like it. You see him sitting there like, what the fuck? And you like lift off into the air, and you just go?
Yeah, I mean like I don't see any reason like why... That we wouldn't just go.
All right, you just take off, leaving these two cop cars in a state of...
But confusion. Just like trying to look at the roads, figure out where we are.
Okay, so you begin lifting off into the air. How high are you going to go?
1,000 feet.
All right, cool.
So I can see the roads.
Okay.
I don't have a plan. Is there any town?
You know Paulson's like probably like 5-6 miles away. If you go high enough, you can totally
see
the town.
See it from here?
You can totally see the town.
Is it nighttime?
It's probably like midday, like afternoon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This entire time in my brain, it's been nighttime.
No, it's been the middle of the day.
No one else?
No.
Okay.
It's a nice clear blue sky.
I got nothing.
Do you want to go to Paulson?
Sure. We'll go towards Paulson.
All right. You go towards Paulson. You two in the train. What are you up to?
Just hanging out.
It's real cramped.
I went to my train car.
You went to your train car. There's like 20 goblins just kind of like standing around, like conversing, like, hey, what the fuck's going on? I don't fucking know what's going on. Like, what the fuck? And you like walk and they all like stop. slowly turn towards you and go, sorry. There was nowhere else to go.
Did anybody touch my shit?
No, it all seems in place. Like, you know, one of them's like sitting probably like in a chair or something you have. Like, they're not messing with your shit.
Listen, you guys can hang out.
Okay.
You can stay here. I don't care as long as you're cool. If you stop being a dick, I'm going to kick you out. And that's either going to be a different train car or out the fucking door. Okay? Got it? Cool. Depends on the varying levels of how much of a dick you are.
Yeah.
But those are your options. If you want to touch something and if, like, if you want to paint or you want to mess with a plant or whatever, you got to come ask me first. Got it? Got it? Uh-huh. Cool. Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I respect you. You respect me. We all get along.
You respect you. Yep, you respect me. Yep. We all hunky dory.
Yep, yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
You just hanging out in your train car?
Yep.
All right. Cool. So, Xylus.
I want to be a healthy distance away from the town, but like I want to observe it.
You observe it. It is a small American town. You see, you know, cars moving around and like traffic. Like it's just a tiny little Minnesotan American town. Nothing. There's nothing too crazy going on. Like it's kind of weird to just like witness. Like wow, this is not what I am used to. Sort of thing.
I want to put the train in hover.
You're going to put your train in hover. All right.
I'm going to go into the minivan.
You go into the minivan. She's still passed out back there.
I want to try and wake her up.
You smack her around a little bit?
Sure.
All right, you smack her around.
Hello. Xylus Ramsbottom. Sorry.
Okay.
Paulson.
Yeah?
What's the deal there?
What about Paulson?
Hypothetically... Would they be a little shocked by a flying train?
A what?
Would you be shocked by a train flying? Simple question.
She kind of just has a shocked and surprised look.
Yes, no?
I think some people might be a little put off by a flying train there, bud.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Next question. Is this normal attire?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good. Hey, bud. Where am I?
In your minivan. In your car.
She looks around like, "Oh yeah, this is my minivan, but where's the minivan?"
Not important.
I feel like it might be a little important.
I mean, she could see she's in like a steel train car.
Yeah. Right?
So like maybe she's a bit suspicious.
You said you weren't going to kill me.
Didn't plan on it.
This feels like kind of a murdery move.
How could I help?
Can I wake up from this nightmare? Can I go home?
Help us?
What?
You want to help us?
I want to go home.
Do you like gold? I'll give you some gold. I pull out a handful of fucking gold.
She just looks confused at this point. She's like, okay.
I put a gold piece in her pocket. It's all right.
Okay. Can I go home now?
Help us. What is our goal?
Gotta get back home. You guys gotta get back home.
I feel like we need to like news or something.
At this point, Velvet just wants to fight the cops. So.
Who are those people driving the cars with the lights and the sounds?
The police?
I don't know.
You know what police officers are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what police officers are. They have them in Atla.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Listen, if you just drop me off back at home, I won't say anything. I promise.
If we drop you in Paulson, will you... Are you good?
I won't say anything to anyone. I saw nothing.
All right. Well, that's where we're heading.
Okay. You just sit down somewhere in Paulson?
Yeah.
All right.
So stay here.
Okay.
Not in Paulson. Okay. Is there like Paulson, small town?
Small town.
Is there like maybe trees and like a field behind it?
There's like, you see several fields, some trees. You seem like abandoned, like kind of looks like abandoned industrial areas with like large warehouses and stuff.
Somewhere to hide the train that I could land the train and no one will notice the train. Maybe like a couple miles outside of town.
You could probably do that. You could probably find something. Yeah. I'll say you can find something.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem. You're going to
land the train.
You land the train. You gonna go into town at all?
Probably.
Okay.
Why?
I need this will dictate what happens next.
Okay.
So you're gonna land the train. Are you all gonna get off? Are you just gonna toss the lady out and tell her to fuck off?
No, probably take her with us.
Oh god.
But like to a road or something.
Okay.
Is there like a road?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minivan? Do we want the minivan? How far outside of Polson?
A couple miles.
In your opinion, if we were a couple miles outside of Polson, would we want this minivan?
Yeah.
Polson?
Polson.
Yeah, Polson. Polson. I started calling like it. Pol, I start. Like I, pol, I know. I started calling it Polson. It's Polson.
Yeah. A car is a good way to get around. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do take the car out.
All right. Get the minivan out. Use your tiny slave force of goblins. Get the minivan out.
Are you still in the minivan?
I didn't imagine you let her out of the minivan. Yep. Are you just going to let her out here eventually?
At some point, yeah.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Cool. So you get out of the minivan. You bring anyone else with you? Bring your friends here?
I'd like to.
And Velvet doesn't want to go.
Where? Why?
Because she doesn't think she'll fare well. I just don't... Don't think that I'll
rabbit
do right. Well in Paulson with the other people. Also, who's gonna stay with the goblins? So
right,
you know, it's a. I'll stay here. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'll protect the train and the goblins, and maybe I'll even make some new friends. You know.
I don't want to split the party, but that's probably the best idea.
Rose, do you want to go with him?
Yep.
You going to go with Xylus?
Yep.
Can we have Cass?
You want to bring Cass with you?
I want to bring Cass.
You want to bring anyone else? Besides, I mean, Marie's probably going to follow Rose.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. You're going to stay back in the train. We'll get that probably next week. Next time we play. You'll take...
Yeah.
Because we're going to end it here soon because it's almost... It's 10:20.
Yep.
I figured it'd run 10:30. All right. Cool. So you guys... Clamber into the minivan. You want to bring any goblins? You want to bring Jimmy and Beatrice?
Not particularly.
Okay. Do you want to bring Weapon? Would you let Weapon go with him? Or do you just want you, Rose?
Wait, hold on. I want to ask the lady. Who here looks strange from where you're from?
So you brought you, Cass, and Rose. That's it?
Yeah. All of the group, I want to learn that goblins might look a little funny.
So she like stands there for a second like every goblin, she's like, yeah, they're all fucking weird. These tiny little multicolored people, kind of weird.
Yep.
The giant rabbit, little off-putting. The huge green dude, that's also a little weird. She calls him, she's like, kind of looks like the Hulk. You're not sure what the Hulk is, but it looks like that.
Or Shrek.
All the hobgoblins, kind of weird. Like the one or two kobolds, really weird. Dimitri kind of just looks like a house cat. I mean, with your snow gear on and stuff, you look okay. Marie looks a little off-putting just because of her dress, but she looks fine. Cass, totally fine. Rose, pretty fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she is.
Hey.
Damn. Okay, so now we know that.
Yes.
So now we're going to bring the people that look right. Fine.
Yeah. So who are you going to bring with you?
Rose, Marie, Cass.
Okay. So you guys get in the van. Are you dropping
the lady.
Yes. Are you dropping the lady off here? You're going to take her to town with you.
Where would you like to be dropped off?
Fine. Here's fine there, bud. I'm good here. I can get home.
You can walk home from here?
I'd really rather do that.
Than go to Polson?
Yep.
You don't want to...
No, I don't want to be near you anymore. Stockholm Syndrome has not set in. I would like to go home.
Next question.
Yeah?
How does one find out if there's been any strange events or portals opened up in this world?
She pulls out her phone, opens Facebook, and hands it to you.
God damn!
No, she pulls out her phone, just opens a... just the internet
book face
types in Paulson and hands it to you. She goes, if there's gonna be something on the news, it will be here.
Okay.
Yep.
I read some headlines.
Nothing about you guys. Like, oh hey, a local hockey team won. Oh, there was a bad industrial accident, a couple people died. New library's opening. Nothing saying massive train and lighthouse fall from sky.
May I have this?
Yep, nope, you're good.
The phone?
You're totally fine there, bud. Just please let me go.
Is this a value?
I don't really care at this point, but yeah.
Is that gold worth it? Here, have another. I answer another.
Just $1,200 more. All right.
Anybody have a problem with me letting her go?
I advocated for not taking her in the first place.
So you're chill with me letting her go?
Yep.
Okay. You won't speak a word.
Scout's on her.
Oh, she's definitely going to. But at this point, what are we going to do with her?
I mean, yeah.
You could kill her.
Yeah.
Not doing
not
that.
Not doing
she's
that.
Too nice.
She's too nice. She's too delightful. All right. You guys let her go?
I'm going to let her go.
All right. You drive. Okay. You let her go. She
driving to Paulson.
All right. You drive to Paulson. You get into the small town. It's just small town Minnesota. You doing? You want to go anywhere? Do anything?
Like I can. We only have 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm trying to leave us off on like possibly a cool cliffhanger. Cool suspenseful moment.
Is there a tavern?
Straight up. Yep. There's a place called.
There's actually a tavern.
No, there's not a tavern, but you like there's just like a place called Mark's Bar.
Is there a gun store?
Yeah, there's a gun store.
Yeah, I want to go there.
So Rose goes to the gun store. Uh-huh. I go to the tavern.
Yep. Who's taking who?
50 Marie.
Yes, I guess
I'll take Kaz.
Okay. Cool. So I'll just do Rose super quick. I'm guessing you just drop Rose off the side of the road. Rose, you go to the gun store.
Yep.
You go up to the gun store.
We figure out parking.
Listen, I'm just going
to... Side of the road.
I'm just going to accept you figure out how the fucking U.S. road system works.
Yeah, there's that.
It's fucking... Rose, you go up to the gun store. There's a little sign that says, please knock.
I knock.
You knock, and then you hear some movement around the side, and a gentleman in a cowboy hat and, like, full cowboy garb opens the door, and he goes, howdy, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Oh, come on in. I'm good, good, good. And you walk in, and... Oh boy, is it Gunapalooza in here?
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yep. Yeah, in Minnesota.
Of course in Minnesota. No,
I meant that wasn't the thing I had a problem with.
Oh, was it the cowboy?
Yes.
Cowboys are everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sebastian.
What?
That's where my father's side of the family comes from, bro.
Minnesota?
I don't know.
Again, fuck yeah, in Minnesota.
All right. Hey, Rose.
Yeah.
You are used to what you know. This is awesome.
I ask him what his strongest sniper rifle is. Is it possible that he might have a Barrett M82 50 caliber?
You would think they won't, but guess what? This is a gun store in rural America. Yes, they do.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah?
I've been waiting since you said, hey, we're in Minnesota to do this bit.
Hold on. How much does one of those cost? Have you looked it up? You want to look it up real quick?
I'll just type in cost next to it. I have an image of it. I'm sure I could afford it.
We have to transfer gold to U.S. dollars.
It's about... I'm just going to round up to like an even 9,000 because it's 8,799. It's probably taxes a nice $9,000.
That's cheaper than... it's more than 9,000 with taxes. It's probably like 12 or 13.
Sure.
Call it 10.
Like why? 10.
Huh?
Just why?
Why does he need a Barrett M82?
Could have many other things.
Caleb?
No, I'm not saying can't. I'm just saying, just why? What? Why?
It's more of a question in why is there a gun that costs that much? I'm assuming.
Why? Yes.
Because it's designed to kill everything.
It's the strongest sniper rifle on the market.
I think that is still why
the military.
Yep.
Why?
It's marketed to the military. I don't know.
I have another answer. Men.
Makes it worse. That makes it worse. Not even.
All right. Cool. We'll give it. Xylus, in the 2 minutes we have left, you go to the tavern.
Yes.
You walk into the tavern. It is a... You and Cass walk in. It's
did Rose get the gun?
We'll deal with that later. Okay. She's got to convert her money to U.S. dollars, my man.
Okay.
That will happen next week.
All right.
You walk into the bar. It is... it's familiar. It's just... It's like a dive bar. It's dark. There's a jukebox in the corner playing.
So there's like a TV.
Yeah, there's several TVs playing sports.
I'm dumbfounded by the fucking TV.
Fucking hell, what? Cass is like, you gonna be good?
Have you seen these?
No. Oh. No, but you know.
All right.
It's a wild time, man.
I like shake my head.
Listen, listen. I gotta take a wicked whiz, okay?
Okay.
I'll be back.
Have fun.
All right, she runs off towards...
Bartender.
You gonna go to the bartender?
Yeah.
All right. You go up to the bartender. He's a pretty pudgy, kind of fat man. He looks at you. Hey, how's it going there, bud?
Delightful.
What can I get for you?
Do you serve AMFs?
Do I want AMF?
You know, I'll just get a beer.
What kind of beer you want?
Light.
Okay.
What do you have?
He points to the tap handles.
The light one.
Okay, whatever. And he pours you a pint and he puts it down. That'll be $8, please. Actually, this is minimum soda. $3.
I pull out a gold coin.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's totally okay. I'm good with this. Yep. That's totally good.
Not knowing, I hand him a gold
tiny
coin.
Fortune. Yep. You hand him a gold coin. You grab your beer. What are you doing?
I ask it. I want to talk to the bartender. Is there like any happenings? Any recent news?
You go to talk to the bartender and you feel a hand gently rest on your shoulder.
A turn.
There is a short, there's a short, stocky woman standing there. She's, you know, probably 5'4". She's a short, stocky, kind of large in a muscular type of way woman. And she looks at you and very quietly under her voice goes, "Where is she?" And that's where we're going to stop it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom, who, the Minnesotan kidnapping guy.
Xylus took on the role of Velvet today with the kidnapping. Ethical kidnapping, no.
My name is Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, and I have no idea what's going on. Absolutely none.
My name is Audrey. I played Velvet. Yep.
I'm Daniel. I was the Dungeon Master. I'm excited. This is going to get weird.
Monday energy. Yay.
Whoa! All the links in the description. Bye.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Oh my goodness. I spaced out.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement. The group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on the Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table, more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.